Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Hi, and welcome back to Soul Via Soul. So today we're going to talk about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, but almost in a sad way, but in a way that I am so happy I'm on the other side. And we're going to talk about healthy, loving relationships and how loving ourselves is the cornerstone for cultivating and attracting healthy love in our lives. Now, I took the long way around to get to this point in my life. And I guess that's the, I don't want to say sad part, because it is what it is, right? And I'm grateful for the lessons I learned. So I have to chalk those lessons up for putting me in a place where I am now. And I love where I am now. And I have a beautiful, loving relationship with my husband. And I don't think that would have been possible without the hard lessons I learned along the way and the years I spent in therapy myself to learn how to love me. And that's the thing. We sometimes don't know how to love ourselves. And that sounds a little bit silly when I say it out loud, because of course we have parents that hopefully love us and friends that love us and relationships along the way that demonstrate what love looks like. But it may be lacking in how we love ourselves. We often get lessons on how to love other people, but we don't necessarily get the instruction on how to love us and to hold space for ourselves and to create time for ourselves and to pour into ourselves without feeling guilty about doing that. So why does loving ourselves impact our relationships with other people? And there are so many reasons for this, and I'm going to highlight a few, but this is probably one of the biggest messages with Soul Via Soul, is helping single women, especially whether you are a divorced woman, whether you are widowed, whether you are between relationships or have never been in a relationship, understand how crucial it is to develop a solid self-love in order for you to attract healthy love, in order for you to let go of the limiting beliefs from your past, to stop those self-sabotaging behaviors that are keeping you stuck, and to finally achieve those health and wellness goals. Because what we have learned is that when we love ourselves, not only do we attract healthy, loving relationships, but by healing our past, we also heal our body, and our mind and our physical bodies also come along for the ride. And we are able to achieve those potentially elusive health and wellness goals simply by learning to love ourselves better. So everything gets better. We attract healthy and we achieve the things that we want in life from this pivotal, foundational spot of learning how to love ourselves. So how do we do that, right? That's the big question. And that's going to be an ongoing journey, because the more you love yourself, the more you find out that there are things about yourself that you may have to remove more limiting beliefs. You may be triggered about something, and that shows and highlights another area of growth. It's an ongoing journey. It's not a one and done. It is a journey of self-discovery and healing. So what are the big things about loving ourselves? Setting standards. So when you love yourself, you are basically establishing the standards and the boundaries on how you are to be treated. Now, that took me a long time to learn, and I'm still learning that. Being a former and still struggling people pleaser, Having healthy boundaries is one of the hardest things that I've had to learn. But boundaries are guardrails for healthy relationships. And when you have them in place, they actually nurture and protect a healthy, loving relationship. So having standards for how people can be in your life is important. I remember learning for the very first time that I actually got to choose who was in my bubble, so to speak, who was in my world. I got to choose that. I thought whoever wanted to be there could just come on over and be in my life. But no, you get to choose and you also get to set the standards. So setting standards for how you are to be treated in life is ground zero in order for establishing how to love you and how to attract healthy, loving relationships. Like attracts like. And so, as a therapist, I can tell you when you put in the work to work on learning the tools to love you, you will eventually attract a healthier mate. It's worth investing in yourself. It's worth spending the time to learn the tools how to love you better because you have the potential to impact future generations by choosing a mate that is going to be your equal as far as mental and physical health and wellness. When you love yourself, you take yourself up a notch. And when you do, like attracts like. So you're going to attract a mate who's now going to be up here with you. That's an important, really important thing if you are single and are looking to attract healthy love. You want to attract the healthiest mate so that you can create a healthy, loving relationship. So it starts with how we love ourselves. So people who love themselves tend to be more confident, secure, and emotionally healthy. And you're going to then attract someone who mirrors that as well. Effective communication is so important with developing and cultivating healthy, loving relationships. But how we talk to ourselves is also super important because the way we talk to ourselves mirrors what we will attract in our life as well. So self-love involves valuing your own thoughts, your own feelings, and your own needs. And also, how you talk to yourself is an important part of how you communicate not only your needs to someone else, but how important your needs are to you and how you value you. When we have those healthy boundaries, I'm going to touch on that just one more time, because when we have healthy boundaries, which are really hard for a lot of people, we actually are respecting what we say we value. We set the standard, and then the boundaries are there to protect that. And there can often be red flags when people are pushing our boundaries and wanting to just ignore them. And there's a tendency to want to just allow that for the sake of keeping peace or not wanting to disappoint someone. But healthy boundaries are actually most effective when they're clear, when they are upheld, and when they also understand the importance that they are creating a mutually respectful way to communicate and interact with each other. Self-love also involves and creates emotional resilience. I've touched on this before. Things are going to happen in life. We're going to have disappointments, but when we have self-love, we're going to be able to bounce back from disappointments. We're going to be able to take those hard knocks in life and turn them into teachable moments. We're going to find that the disappointments and the distractions are maybe opportunities for us to learn new tools and to deepen our love for ourselves. And the big one, obviously, and even though I'm kind of touching on it last, we can inherit generational patterns and we can continue the patterns of unhealthy until we have the courage to break them. When we decide that we are worth loving ourselves, we actually can break not only unhealthy patterns in our own life, but we can break generational patterns backwards and forwards. And that is enormously powerful when you think about that. You can heal past wounds and you can break free from unhealthy relationship patterns. But then if you do the work of investing and learning how to love you, again, you're going to attract a healthier mate. When you have that ability, you create healthier love. Those loving, lasting relationships can impact future generations, your children, who then learn from you what it is to love themselves. But it starts with us. And like I've said before, no one's going to come around and rescue us from ourselves. We have sovereignty and we have the ability to pull ourselves up from wherever we are and create and carve a path to the road that we want to go. We all have that ability, regardless of what our past has looked like, regardless of what we've been through. We are sovereign beings. We have the ability to change the course of our life. And I would challenge you that it starts with how you love you.